All right, listen up, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Quick.
It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
Good morning, sunshine.
Crank up the radio.
You all ready for the big show?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And action.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
All right, let's do this.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Well, what are we waiting for?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody. How are we doing this morning? Everybody well?
I'm great.
Okay, good to hear. It's Tuesday morning. Busy, busy day. Let me see. Things we have coming up on the program today. We got your game of the day. We got your dirty laundry. We got the Brian Bell Buster coming up this morning. We have a magician, a live, breathing human being magician in the studio at 8 o'clock this morning.
Is he going to make somebody disappear?
Very, very possible. Yeah, let me see. Other things we have coming up. The last wrap-up for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Least watched Olympic Games ever.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
Ever.
Yeah.
I can kind of understand it. Yep.
It's like the time stuff and... You know, people, there's other stuff to watch.
There was stuff that I wanted to watch that I couldn't, like it was on in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I know. Yeah, I know. Let me see. Things that are becoming obsolete in America. And there are things that we all grew up with and we thought, okay, this is never going to go away, but it is.
You know what? I have a story about that coming out of Fashion Week in Milan.
Okay.
Models might become obsolete. Yes!
Really?
Yeah, I have a story. Really? It's great.
Heather Locklear has some problems.
She does, and I'm really upset about it.
Okay, we'll cover that for you. Dirty laundry coming up.
I blame Richie Sambora.
You think so? Hey, you know, speaking of Richie Sambora,
yeah,
he's going to be at the induction for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he's going to be playing with the band.
Oh, good.
You know, and he hadn't played with them since, what, 2013 or something
That's
like that.
Good.
Okay, so all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you ready to play the Lauren and Wally Game of the Day?
Yeah.
Well, let's meet Mary Lou Thurston, who's from Franklin, Massachusetts. Good morning,
hello,
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Listen, as you listen to the program, Mary Lou, do you ever feel like you can relate to LBF?
I hope so.
Okay. You poor thing.
That's good, because today we're going to be playing the Think Like LBF game.
Oh, okay.
Now they're going to basically three questions. Your job is to match LBF's answer. And this is going to be it's the word association game.
Hmm.
See, now I'm going to give you...
I'm not normal, just so you know.
Okay, I'm going to give you a word. You write down, LBF's going to write down the first thing that pops into her mind, okay? Okay, you don't answer it first. You wait till she gets it written down. So you ready, Mary Lou?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's the first word. Gold. G-O-L-D. Okay, she's writing down the first thing that pops into her mind.
Okay,
she has it written down. Mary Lou, what do you think she wrote down? Diggers, gold diggers.
Oh, my God, that's good. But I just, coming off the Olympics, I said metal. Also, second in my mind, Schlager.
I had Schlager. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So close.
Okay, here's your second word.
Okay.
Word association.
No rhyme or reason to me.
Silver. Okay, she's thinking. She's thinking right now. And, she's written down a response. What do you say, Mary Lou?
You're never going to get this.
Now I'm going to say metal.
Nope. Because I make no sense. Well, I said silver-haired because I just went to the hairdresser and had to cover up some things. So.
Okay.
Okay. Top of mind,
third
Mary
and,
Lou.
Third and
mind.
Last. Third and last. Bronze.
Okay.
Okay. She's got this one written down. What do you say, Mary Lou?
I'll say metal again.
Nope, I said as in bronzer.
Wow.
Bronzer. Okay,
like now, Mary Lou.
Bronzer on your face.
That's 0 for 3, which is really good when you stop and think about it.
Congratulations.
Okay, so, listen, are you ever stressed out by meal planning? We're going to help you out here, Mary Lou. $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Oh,
say
nice.
Hello to Savory Sunday, the easiest meal prep ever. Plan on Friday, Stop and Shop Saturday, and prep on Sunday for a week's worth of delicious meals. Check it all out at savoryonline.com, all from Stop and Shop. Hey, have a great day today. Thank you very much for playing the game of the day, and, stay warm.
You too, guys. Can I say a quick little shout-out to my school?
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
And it is time now for your 620 Man from Maine, so let's get to it. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, Lem is vacationing in the Allegash when he calls home to check in with Ephus, who's house-sitting for him.
Hello?
Say, Ephus.
Yes?
How's my precious cat Fluffy doing?
Oh, Fluffy's dead.
Oh, my God. For God's sakes, Ephus, why'd you have to be so blunt about it? Why couldn't you break it to me a little more gently? Let me down easy. Say something like, he was on the roof and the fire department tried to rescue him and he fell off and they rushed him to the vet, but that's all they could do. They couldn't save her. Why'd you have to do that?
Well, I'm sorry, Lem. Next time I'll be more sensitive.
All right. By the way, how's my mother?
Well, she's up on the roof right now.
Again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Are you ready to review the late night comedy roundup for you?
Yes, we watch so you don't have to. And here is Seth Meyers on a very expensive piece of kitchen equipment.
Department store Neiman Marcus is selling a Dolce & Gabbana toaster for $600, or for the same results, just buy a regular toaster and put $600 in it.
And on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon had real anchors reading not-so-real stories.
The FDA reports that raw cookie dough is now legally considered a vegetable. So if anyone judges you for eating it straight out of the fridge, they're an idiot.
In personal news, check me out. I'm reading the news with my eyes closed, and I'm nailing it.
Two men in ski masks entered a bank today, but they weren't robbing it. They just had cold faces.
In other news, me, a big boy. Me put on suit. Say big boy words. Me be important. Me important, yes. Big boy important? You betcha.
Breaking news, it's now illegal for anyone to call themselves a model slash DJ.
Finally.
I got it. Good morning. Did you see the list of really bad rappers that was released? It's kind of interesting. Maybe you haven't heard about these. Skid Marky Mark.
Come on.
Busta Lee and Rhymes. Nah, not that good. And, of course, Jay-Z and the Sunshine Band.
Oh,
bad
wow.
Rappers. Okay, so, J.D. Martinez, what an unusual contract he had.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And finally, we found out he is a Red Sox player.
Yeah, it only took like a week. They finally, Red Sox rolled out J.D. Martinez yesterday. He was formally introduced after agreeing to the five-year, $110 million contract last week. He's been in camp since last Wednesday, yeah. So, yeah. Now things will get rolling, right?
Sure.
Yeah, of course they will. And then the Red Sox had 15 hits. They pounded the Pirates 13-2 in Grapefruit League play yesterday in Bradenton. Ruzny Castillo had a two-run homer. Cole Sturgeon, a three-run homer. And Chad De La Guerra, a solo blast for the Sox. That was pretty good to see. They have split squad games today. So 105, they're taking on the Cardinals. And 705, the Twins. So if you want some baseball, it's on. It's going to be nice out. Check it out.
Yeah.
Hey, the Celtics, they led by 26 at halftime and ended up cruising to a 109-98 win over the Grizzlies at the Garden last night. Kyrie had 25. They're a half game behind the Raptors for first place in the East. They're 43-19 right now. They host the Hornets tomorrow night. The Bruins, they actually, just before the trade deadline, they added a forward Tommy Wingles from the Blackhawks. It's fun to say Wingles.
Like Tommy Wingles.
Well, that's cool.
Wingles.
And they're back on home ice tonight. They host the Hurricanes at the Garden, 7 o'clock. They have a six-game homestand, and they can use some home cooking, get back on track. And that's about it. That's all I got.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you anymore.
I don't blame you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
All right, so we heard from Tanya, and apparently her husband, Sean, yeah. He just got a new boat, and he's very excited
Ooh.
About it.
Yep, yep, okay.
So she thought we could maybe, I don't know, mess with him for his birthday.
Oh, okay, cool.
How about that? Okay, so here's what we did with Sean.
Hello?
Yeah, looking for Sean.
Yes, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean, Martin Brody from the Boat Shop.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I know you got to be excited, man. This is a beautiful boat you got.
Yeah, I am. Me and the wife are real happy.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're getting it ready for you. Try and get the name on the back, right? What was the...
Right. Living Large.
Living Large, right. You know, the Coast Guard is pretty strict about boat naming and getting it all registered properly. And
right.
Living Large is actually already taken, so... We need to come up with something else for the back of the boat.
Oh,
you know, I don't.
Okay,
know.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm bummed that Living Large is taken, but I mean, let's
we got
something cool.
Yeah, have you ever thought of maybe, you know, like Suck My Wake?
Oh,
that's a pretty good one.
No, I am.
No.
No, I have not. Yeah,
not interested in that. Okay, I know you guys are South Shore. Have you thought about maybe Go to Hull?
No.
The Ahoy Vey.
Look, this
How about Bodie McBoatface?
No, you've got to come up with something better
no.
than this.
Piece of ship? How about a piece of ship?
No, that's foul.
That's no, you're not. So you probably wouldn't like chicken ship.
No.
How about the Unsinkable 2?
This is ridiculous.
How about Captain Underpants? No?
No.
I think my son might have gotten in here and written that one down. How about Admiral Underpants? Would Admiral Underpants a little more regal? No?
This is a new boat.
How about Titanic? Would you like Titanic?
No. Oh, God.
How about the Irritable Bowel Movement?
I'm not putting some stupid crap on the back of my boat.
How about this one? You could name it After You, and then anyone you come across, you can say, hey, I named my boat After You.
That is the most ridiculous
I like that.
Thing I've ever heard. No, I want something like Living Large. That's what I really...
That's where you went wrong there, is you picked one that was a little too simple.
I'd like to keep it simple. There's got to be something...
This is your first boat, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so you didn't know all that goes into it then. You really should have done some research there.
Well, I didn't think this would be the most difficult part, sir.
I know.
To be honest with you.
Because if we can't come up with a name, I'm going to have to start just charging you storage to keep it in my shop until you come up with
okay.
a name,
well,
you know
we'll
what I mean?
We'll get a name, and I'm getting a little fed up with it, I'll be honest with you.
How about Hot Ruddered Bum?
No, God, this is just way more trouble than I thought I'd have to deal with today.
Yeah, it's not easy being a boat owner.
No, the name shouldn't be the biggest problem. If you have a boat, you can put anyone.
I do have a boat, actually. I called it the Living Large.
You're a jerk.
You know what, Sean? This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. You're caught right now in a Brian Bell buster.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. You have to go in. Oh, my God. I was getting pissed.
Your wife, Tanya, gave us a call and wanted to get on your case for your birthday, and she knows how excited you are for the new boat.
Oh, she got me good. You guys.
And don't worry.
How's it going?
I'm pretty sure that you'll have the Living Large in the water and having a good time, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody. Rags to riches story. You like Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Who doesn't, those, really?
Okay, really, really good. Okay,
burns your mouth off.
Okay, next time you eat a Flamin' Hot Cheeto, you're supporting the American dream. And this is really, really true. You love them. You eat them. But where did they come from? Well, actually, fascinating story because this guy, Richard Martinez is his name, and he grew up with a family of immigrant farm workers, and they picked grapes. So he finally got a job when he was in his early 20s. He got a job as a janitor at Frito-Lay. And so one day, the Frito-Lay machine that makes Cheetos broke down, and there were a bunch of Cheetos laying there, and they didn't have that, you know, that cheesy, that powdery, cheesy stuff they put on?
Yes.
Didn't have any of that stuff on it. So he grabbed a couple of bags of those without any of the cheesy stuff on it and took it home. And he liked spicy food, so he decided he's going to try this little experiment. So he sprinkled them with chili powder. So his family goes, oh, man, this is really, really good. You need to have the people at Frito-Lay start making this. He says, what am I going to do? So he takes his concoction into work. And he decides, okay, he's going to make a business presentation.
Like a Shark Tank thing, where you're like, you got to make these.
Yep. Yeah. So he goes out, he goes to the library, buys books on business, he reads this, and then he goes out and buys the very first tie he's ever had, learn how to tie it, and he actually got in and got his meeting scheduled with the bigwigs at Frito-Lay.
Wow.
They liked his idea, they decided to give it a try, they tried it.
They started
manufacturing, and today he is a top-level executive at Frito-Lay, and they're making a movie about his entire story.
Wow.
Okay. See, there you go.
Okay, there you go. Rags to riches story this morning, right?
That's
here
amazing.
On the 101 Morning Show, and it's a true story.
I always wait for the turns in your stories.
Nope,
yeah, no,
nope,
this is no turn. Oh. Congratulations, you're growing.
Okay, well, you know, speaking of snack food, it was on this day that the guy's name is Frederick Bauer. He's the guy who invented Pringles, you know, in the can. And when he died, he requested that he be cremated and his ashes be buried in a Pringles can. And they granted his request. So if you open a Pringles can this week and it tastes a little too salty for it, just beware, okay? So as you may recall, it was just about this time yesterday morning that we were going to play a special Men from Maine for Robert Bedford from Lexington.
Oh, yes.
Okay, this is the one. This is his all-time favorite. It's the one about Blind Orville. So, Robert, here we go. This is for you this morning, and it's 7:20.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is buying a new fishing rod at the Bangor Walmart, and Blind Orville Magoo, Walmart's only blind sales clerk, is waiting on him when we hear...
Excuse me, Blind Orville, but can you tell me anything about this rod and reel?
Well, why don't you drop it on the counter, and I can tell you everything you need to know about it from the sound that it makes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a 6-foot graphite rod with a Zebco 202 reel and 10-pound test line. It's a good all-round rod and reel, and it's $20.
Why, that's amazing, Blind Orville, that you can tell me all that just by the sound of it dropping on the counter. I think it's what I'm looking for, so I'll take it.
All righty.
Just then, Ephus accidentally breaks wind as Blind Orville is heading to the cash register.
That'll be $25.50.
But didn't you say it was $20?
Oh, yes, sir. The rod and reel is $20, but the duck call is $3, and the catfish stink bait is $2.50.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
Right here on the 101 Morning Show.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
So what's the deal with push presents?
Oh, my God. Well, I was reading my Us Weekly, and...
yes.
Kylie Jenner had a baby, and her rapper boyfriend got her a push present, a rare $1.4 million Ferrari. A Ferrari left Ferrari with a red interior and butterfly doors.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go with just a regular old run-of-the-mill Ferrari.
No, you better get one of those special collectors.
It's like the most lavish what's called a push present in the history of push presents.
Would you explain what a push present
is? Okay, so I hate this term because it just is yucky. But a push present is when the significant other buys their significant other, the mom, a present for pushing out a baby.
You know, during the pant-pant-blow-blow process.
Yeah, well, no, I think afterwards, you know, it's like...
Yes, right,
the
yes.
First time I've ever heard of a push present was I was a kid and my cousin had twins and her husband bought her like a really nice little emerald ring. Just, you know, like, oh my God. And it wasn't called a push present. It was just... You know, like,
for
gee.
For all you did.
That was
just
hard.
An attaboy.
Good
and
job.
Then now it's become like this whole, this, you know, giving birth has now become so commodified that people are being forced into buying push presents. I know, like, women who are like, well, he better get me a push present and blah. And I'm like, I got a gift after I had Lucy. It was, Dave got me a watch that I'd always wanted.
So you could time the contractions?
No. But, you know, and I think of, like, a token of affection is always nice. But now it's this huge push to have a push present, and the pressure
it's almost mandatory now.
Is insane. And it's also another way to kind of like compete with, it starts the weird competition of moms because it's like, well, what did you get for a push present? What did you get?
I got a Ferrari.
Yeah, I got I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Did you get Kate a push present?
I got her a ring.
Yeah,
or
like,
something.
Did you call it a push present though?
Yeah,
oh, you
yeah,
did?
It was, no, I'm like, here, we had a baby. Here's a ring. Go. Relax
yeah,
a little.
Just, it's got, it's
our
good,
lives
crazy.
Are over as we know it.
our lives as we've known them.
Here's the last piece of jewelry I'll ever buy you.
Oh, it's kind of true.
I'll never be
I mean, it's kind of true. Maybe that's what it is. It is the last piece of jewelry you're ever going to get because college.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, if you're feeling, you got like kind of a crappy old ring for a push present, just feel bad about yourself because Kylie Jenner, who undeserving, got a $1.4 million Ferrari.
Did you see the picture the Bradys posted for their anniversary, you know, the 9-year
Yeah, there were a couple of posts.
I was wondering if, you know, if Giselle got a Bush president. I would think probably so.
I think they don't lack the means to get lots of things. I think they could probably afford a Bush president.
Yeah. Okay, it's 29 minutes past 7 now. This has not been a stellar commute here. We've had some problems, and they continue to grow out there. What's going on now? Brian is in for Hank, who's in London.
Yes, indeed. So the traffic's on the other side of the road for Hank this week. But this report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. And
Hank will be so confused when he gets back doing traffic
reports. Yes. All right. New problem spot, 93 southbound, disabled vehicle on the Zakim Bridge. Great spot. Really great spot.
A good spot to
be. Oh, that stinks. So it's already backed up 93 south. It's slow from Montvale into the Leverett. And now a disabled vehicle in there. That's not going to get any better. Other trouble spots this morning. 128 northbound is slow from an accident at Highland Ave back to University. And the biggest problem spot has been down in the Swansea stretch. 195 eastbound in the median. There's a tractor trailer. Left lane is closed at 136. That's exit 2. So that's got things backed up right there. And a bad cold and flu season is upon us. The difference between a cold and the flu is the flu brings a fever. Be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. Brian Bell in for Hank Morris.
Have you been thinking about driving for Uber? You know, it really is a way to make extra money. It's a terrific way to make extra money.
Yeah, there's lots of things to do. You know, weekend is coming up. You've got things to do. You're planning vacations, doing all this other thing. And you need a little extra money. And you need to save up for those extra things you want to do. And that's one reason I recommend signing up with Uber, to drive with Uber, to earn extra cash for those extra special occasions, like a push present.
Yeah, they don't grow on trees, you know.
When you drive with Uber, you're your own boss. You earn extra cash in your schedule. There's no one telling you when to come in or when to go. There's no calling in sick or having to schedule time off. You take time off when you want. And driving with Uber can help you get from your driver's seat to a front row seat to see a show, a concert, a ring, anything you want. Plus, when you drive with Uber, you can earn more every week with tipping. Riders can send your tips right from the app so you can add to your weekly earnings for the great service you offer. And thanks to Uber's Instant Pay, you can cash out up to 5 times a day. Earn extra cash when it works for you for the things that matter to you. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Pat Benatar.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Get paid 3 times a day with the WROR $500 Artist of the Day. Listen at 720, 120, and 420 for the cue to call. 105.7 WROR, Boston's greatest hits at work with benefits.
Okay, let's get to it.
Oh, 7:45, Dirty Laundry Report. I'm
tough
LBS.
Tough weekend for Heather.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. Okay, we got Heather Locklear, Why Kids Are Gross. And how much would it cost to run that chocolate river in the Willy Wonka factory? But
first up,
Say It Ain't So, Sammy Joe. What is going on? Heather Locklear was arrested for domestic violence. She attacked her boyfriend, apparently. Then she ended up attacking 3 police officers. She was booked and then released on $20,000 bail. This is not the first time she's had run-ins with the law. She's constantly crashing her car. She had a domestic violence incident with another boyfriend. And then this boyfriend, she was married to Tommy Lee, and then she was married to Richie Sambora. But she dated this guy, Chris Messier, in high school. They broke up.
Really?
And now she's back together with him. That's a mistake, by the way.
That's a long way back.
For a reason. And then, you know what? You go back and you're like, oh, and you want to be the person you were then with that person. But you're not because you're not 56 years old, not 14. Anyway, just my little opinion.
She was arrested.
But guess what? This guy, he was arrested a few hours later for drunk driving. I mean, the two of them, the problem is that I think she's had a drinking problem and she's trying to get sober, but he parties with her. And so this is not good. And I'm very worried about my friend Amanda from Melrose Place, because she's one of my favorites, and I just hope the best for her, because that's no fun. Speaking of no fun, you know what? Having kids, sometimes no fun. Kristen Bell.
Seriously?
She was explaining why it's really, really gross to have kids, and here you go.
She is very ill right now, everyone.
Very ill. I just don't want to.
She has feline leukemia. It is very rare in human beings.
And anal worms.
Yeah.
What?
And I have.
I did have anal worms.
You had anal worms?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I swear to God.
What did you do for them?
They're called pinworms. You have to, like, take a chalky substitute.
Was it painful?
No, but it's very itchy. 50% of people over 15 don't experience symptoms, which is the itch.
Right.
And your kids get them because they put their hands in their mouth and they lay eggs. And I noticed at our preschool, all the carpets were gone. And I was like, this is an interesting development. Where are the carpets? And they were like, oh, we're having them cleaned. And I was like, okay, why? And they said, oh, we did a pinworm case. And noticed that, of course, my three-year-old was like, all for like a week, and then you have to monitor it, and you have to look in their poop, and when you wipe,
oh my, really?
I wiped. Really? I saw a little white worm. I know, she's really gross. My daughter, not the worm. The worm was gross too. And then I later so that day gross. Was like, and then everyone in the family has to take the like shot of chalky nonsense from the drugstore, and we all did it. But I don't think anyone got it, but me and Delta.
So there you go.
Well, isn't that interesting? Bon appetit if you're having breakfast right now, by the way.
Still great.
She's still adorable. Yeah. But you know what? That's what happens when you have kids. She's the most honest mom. I mean, I don't think any mom would ever really say that normally. Okay, and finally, how much would it cost to run the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory in real life? Well, it would cost about $224 million a year. Wow. The company would be worth about $21 billion overall. And some of that breaks down to the Oompa Loompa's salary would be $73.4 million a year based on the average salary of a chocolate worker. Healthcare would cost $8.1 million, but the Chocolate River would cost $32.7 million to run, $47 if it's organic.
Wow. Got it. So I've been looking forward to this ever since I found out this guy, Adam Trent, is going to be in the studio with us this morning. Because he's a magician, but he's not just like a magician. He's a magician. Really, really different. And he's going to dazzle and befuddle us with some of his magical illusionary stuff coming up here. But we knew that he'd been on like a lot of TV shows, The Tonight Show and all that sort of thing.
Ellen, Broadway. This guy's like slumming right now.
We really had to know that, because we knew he was on Ellen. So the first thing LBF asked him was, hey, what's Ellen really like? Is she really nice? And you said?
Oh, wait.
There he is.
Yeah, go ahead.
There you go. Try that.
Hello.
Magic. Wow, first trick.
Magic.
And so you said about Ellen, she is?
She is nice.
Very good. Okay.
She's nice.
Well, I'm glad we got that straight down.
Well, that's the most important question.
Okay, so welcome to the show. It's great to see you this
Thank
morning.
You for
having me. And his magic is best described as David Copperfield meets Justin Timberlake, right?
Nice.
With no singing, we said.
But you dance around a little bit.
There's dancing. There's lots of music. There's dancing.
Then you do the Super Bowl at halftime, right?
Exactly.
He uses his magic for good, not
that's
evil.
That's the gig I want.
Okay. grew up out in Colorado, so you go get back often just for the drugs?
Skiing.
Okay, so are you going to do something that's just going to blow us away this morning?
I don't want to set the expectations really high, but yes, it's going to blow you away.
Okay,
it's going to change your religion.
I mean, you've been doing magic, since you were a kid, and I think that's kind of where everybody, I know I got my son a little magic set. I had one when I was a kid. We're all fascinated by it when we're little kids, and then you kind of grow up and become either an accountant or really good at magic, right?
Right.
So you've kind of,
or you can grow up and be bad at magic too. But that's not a good combo. I just never grew out of it. I always stuck with it. I was going to be an astronaut one week, and I was going to be a rock star, then I was going to be a race car driver, and then I was going to be a magician. And my parents were like, "All right, I'm sure he'll grow out of that also." And I just never grew out of
happen.
It.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to do for us?
I'll show you something. You want to see something?
Yeah, I want to see something.
All right. You know what this is right here? This is what we call an invisible deck of cards.
Okay. Right
here. I'm going to toss it across. You're going to catch it. Good catch. Give it a shuffle for me. She didn't even take them out of the box. Did you see that? They're all over the floor right now. Okay. All right.
It's invisible 52 pickup.
I'm going to have you go ahead and take any card you want and flip it upside down and put it back in the pack.
Okay.
All right.
Flip it upside down.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then put it back in the box and throw it to me.
Okay, it's
perfect.
All
cards back
to me.
Okay.
Watch. I put the invisible deck inside my pocket.
Okay.
And when it comes out, it becomes visible.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
That's it. Did that blow
good.
You away or what?
Well, that was amazing.
It gets better. You saw a card, hopefully, the one you turned around. For the first time, name out loud the card that you saw. You can just name any card in the deck.
Okay. Five of Hearts.
Five of Hearts. Is that what you guys saw as well?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Yeah,
okay,
of course. Yeah. Yes. Here's the amazing thing about this. Watch. I don't know if you guys can see this over there, but watch this. As I go through the visible deck, I'm going to go through the visible deck, and you will see there's only one card in the entire visible deck. It's upside down.
I see that. Yes.
Deck.
Okay.
You said it was the Five of Hearts.
Yeah. Okay. He turns it over, and it is the Five of Hearts.
That's
okay.
Messed up. Okay. I don't get it.
What were we expecting?
Okay. So now, do you have a deal with the devil or something like that?
Yes. That was. I was like, come on, awesome. Devil, teach me the invisible deck.
That was pretty. Wow.
All right. That was.
So how'd you do that?
How'd you do it?
Okay. You don't know.
Where do you buy invisible cards?
Yeah. I get at the store of the misspent youth.
Okay, look, everybody who's listening, I mean, he really just did that.
Yeah, no joke.
I mean, he really did that.
He pulled the deck
out of his pocket in a box. He went through all the cards. They were all face down with the exception of one, and it was the Five of Hearts.
Yeah.
And
like he read
she
my
just
mind.
Pulled that out of her nose
of my head.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's out of her nose.
Out of my nose. Right out of my nose. Sorry about that.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Let me tell
everybody, you've got to see this guy because he's really different. You're going to love the show. But you got to wait about 10 days. March 9th through the 11th, he's going to be at the Schubert Theater. And I would go ahead and get my tickets now because I know the show's going to sell out. You can get them by going to boxcenter.org. You can go to the Box Center box office. And
it's a family-friendly event. It's like it entertains everybody from your grandparents to the little kids. There's music. You play instruments and not trickery. You actually do play them.
I do. And there's comedy. There's audience participation. It's actually produced by the producers behind the Broadway show The Illusionist. So those people who
now you were
seen,
on Broadway with The Illusionist.
I was, yeah.
Right?
So I spent 2 years on Broadway with The Illusionist, and now this is my solo show that I've kind of split off, and it's the same producer. So people who saw The Illusionist on Broadway, it's the same kind of big style, spectacular, fast-paced magic. I'm doing live hologram projection in the show, so people who went nuts about the Tupac hologram years ago, this is the Adam hologram.
Oh,
and it's,
nice.
It's way
Adam
more gangsta.
So Adam was telling us he grew up in Colorado, and you have two sisters, right?
Yes.
And they're older sisters?
They're older sisters.
Okay, so you started doing magic tricks when you were like 9 years old, and they mm-hmm. became your magical assistants?
They did.
You don't have any half-sisters, do you?
No.
That's a saw-your-assistant-and-half-joke
right
there.
That one.
Good one.
That was very good, actually.
You think so?
I
don't think so, Adam.
I may borrow that.
Hang on a second.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show with a very special guest in the studio this morning. His name is Adam Trent, and he's an amazing magician, but he's not your grandfather's magician.
Pulling quarters out of ears.
No,
nope, he's big time.
New way, you know, he pulls a quarter out of ear and gives you a Werther's. No, but he doesn't do that. He's really cool. It's different. It's like David Copperfield meets Justin Timberlake kind of thing. And so I thought we'd play him a little bit of like the appropriate music.
Oh, really?
What are you going to do for us?
Yeah. You want to see something else?
Yes.
Round two, all right. I'm going to use these glasses here, which are hanging out the desk. We can verify these are your glasses. I did not bring them
nope.
in.
Yeah,
no, they're somebody's glasses.
Those are Hank's glasses. Those are Hank's reading glasses.
Right, God, how's he reading anything in London?
Can we see this on the camera?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You guys can see this, right? If we focus on the glasses, let's see this happen.
He's not touching the glasses at all.
Ready? Oh. Okay.
Hey, they're moving.
See me now?
Oh, my God.
They're moving slightly, but wait.
No, sir.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Now, he just flipped those glasses over now, without touching them. Who brought Carrie to the party?
Okay.
Now, telekinesis.
I mean, seriously, how'd you do that? I mean, really? I mean, seriously.
All right, that was weird.
I don't know what you want me
that
to say.
That was weird.
It's
okay,
magic.
You've got to see this guy because the glasses are sitting on a counter. This is a...
I'm not touching them.
I know.
They're
no going to
stay right there until Hank really gets back. And don't anybody tell him what we did to his glasses.
Okay, and he sat them on the counter, and without touching them at all, his hands are at least a foot above the glasses. He wiggled his fingers, and the glasses flipped over.
It was like magic.
Yeah, it was like magic.
You ought to be a magician.
How did you do this?
Oh, my. When did you know that, you know, you went from a little kid liking magic to, like, this is going to be what I'm going to do?
So I saw David Copperfield perform when I was 8 years old.
Okay.
It was the first show that I remember my whole family laughing and having fun at. Everything else up to that point, it was like, you know, at the musicals, the kids were bored, and my dad was bored at the, you know, whatever. You know, it was always like a segmented enjoyment for the family with different shows. And Magic was the first time that my whole family was laughing, having fun. So I got home and I was like, whatever that guy was doing, that's what I want to do. I started doing kids' birthday parties when I was 8 or 9, and I just kept going. And 25 years later, here I am.
Wow.
Hey, coming to the Schubert Theater.
Yes.
Hey, this is great. He's going to be at the Schubert. Adam is really fantastic. The Schubert Theater, March 9th through 11th. That's a Friday through a Sunday. And tickets are very reasonable. He started just $35. Available at the Box Center box office. You can also go to boxcenter.org, or you can go to Adam's website, adamtrent.com. That's adamtrent.com. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having
amazing.
Me.
Okay, you will love this show, everybody.
Yeah, it's all ages. Bring the kids. Bring your grandma. It's all good times.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning. Okay, hey, listen, we got your Brian Bellbuster coming up at 9:50 this morning. Just stand by for that. We've been standing by. We've been sitting here for the past 10 minutes, ever since we had this magician in, Adam Trent, a few minutes ago, and he blew us away.
Yeah, he was very good.
You're trying to figure out.
Yeah, you're over there trying to flip some glasses yourself, but I couldn't do it.
He bedazzled us. It was amazing.
It was great.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for those three things you need to know so you can finally be interesting when you get to work today.
Okay. Yes, okay. We've got drones, we've got avocados, we've got showers, but let's discuss, finally, supermodels. You're not safe. You know, because Dolce & Gabbana at their shows at the fall-winter 2018 fashion show in Milan, Italy, they sent drones down the runway instead of models to showcase their handbags. So that means, according to Fashionista.com, Dolce & Gabbana replaced millennials on the runway with drones, proving no one is safe from being made obsolete by technology, including super pretty people. Ha! All right. Hashtag avocado proposal. Does this mean like hashtag you want to go to breakfast and have some avocado toast? No. Millennials are now proposing to each other and putting the ring inside the avocado where the pit is supposed to be. I don't understand.
I call this a Brady effect.
Yeah, it may be. I mean, I love avocado toast.
Yeah, geez.
It's super expensive. But
you think it's expensive now? Put a diamond in it.
Hey, listen, I was vacationing out in California. It was not last summer, summer before last. You can buy avocados were like dirt cheap, but these big avocado farms out there. I think I should fill my trunk with avocados
right now
and make a fortune coming
head east to Tom Brady's
unbelievable.
House. The gold rush. Okay, and finally, just if you take cold showers, I say you know what, you didn't pay the heating bill. People who take cold showers are miserable, but they use fewer sick days. A study out of the Netherlands found that people who took them even for just 30 seconds took 29% fewer sick days. The theory is that cold water really gets the hormones in your body working, which could be good for your overall health and maybe even help you lose weight. Really?
Really?
Okay. You know what's good? A cold shower and then some avocado toast.
You know, you're right about that. And then go to work on a drone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent the drone in for you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.